At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
It is 8:43. Welcome back to the WLVB Community Voice Program. Our show, as always, brought to you by our friends at Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Now, our guests this morning, two of them brought here. It's going to sound like we're going to give this young man all the credit, but I'm sure mom's helped out just a little bit. Gentleman's name is Patrick Hutchinson. He's 11 years old, and his mother is here as well. She's Janie, and she is 19.
Good morning.
I was trying to tie it all together, but yeah, I probably didn't need to do that. But Patrick runs, he runs and operates his own chicken business, right? He's hatching eggs. And, you know, it's curious to hear about any youth get involved in it at such a young age. But it's not like you just started it last week. You've been doing it about 5 or 6 years, as from what I understand. Well, tell me how you got interested in, I guess initially it wasn't a business. It was just kind of for fun and just realized that, hey, we can do a little good with this. Tell me how you got interested.
Well, I got interested when I was in first grade in Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. I went to the local Ace Hardware store to get Boy Scout supplies, and they used to have Chick Days there. So every time they had them, I said, "Mom, are they here yet? Are they here yet?" She said, "Nope, not yet." And every time when they was there, I used to go over there and look at them. I said, "Mom, can I get one?" She said, "Well, we'll have to live in a house rather than an apartment. We can't have any pets there." So we moved to a house, and when we got to the house, I said, "This is the house." My mom said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, I'm sure," because it has a great lake, and it has a chicken house right beside the house. And she said, "Okay." Now we live there, and I have 100 chickens.
Now, I think I read something where you had prayed to God and asked how many you should get, and I think he told you 600. Is that what it was? Is that a fictitious story, or is that true? Did I read that right? You want 600? Well, I mean, God said so. I mean, so you need to work towards that, I think, right? So you were buying the chickens. I mean, I go to the Ace Hardware up here. I bought my Frisbee golf equipment up there, and they still have the little chickens out in the back, the little chickadees. So that's where you got them?
Yes. No, sir. I got them from 4-H Club.
Okay. Well, so that's your interest, just to have them. Were you thinking about doing anything with them, or you just like because they're cute?
I just liked them.
Yeah, initially. But you don't know why, though, huh? Have you, then tell me this. Tell me how you got it started as far as deciding to say, you know what, these grow up to be chickens. Because you're just buying the chickadees, right? All right, these grow up to be chickens, and then they do something. Well, you know, how did you get involved in that? How did you maintain that?
I got in 4-H in fourth grade, and they had a chick project. So every time, when I got into it, I asked my mom if I could have at least one chicken. My mom said, "How about two?" I said, "Then how about four?"
Mom's helping out, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I am the egg washer, the deliverer. You know, we try and support Patrick as much as we can. And I say we, my mom also. Mm-hmm. He's got this dream of, you know, 600 chickens. And we did not speak agriculture before. You know, as Miss Barnice mentioned earlier about food coming from Kroger and the Walmart, yes, we were there, right? I've known of my grandparents having animals, you know, for their families, not like you know, multi-billion dollar chicken, you know, cattle or pork industry and agriculture like that. They're just supplying food for their families and gardening, things like that. And so when Patrick brought home the paperwork from the middle school, from Carrollton Middle School, saying that he wanted to be a part of 4-H, I had passed the ag center a million times because, you know, I work at Carrollton City with Carrollton City Schools. I attended Carrollton City Schools, but I've never been into the ag center until he said that he wanted to join 4-H. And when we went up there, Miss Burke and at that time Miss Elizabeth Coggins, you know, they were Mr.
I saw Michelle Lewis is a big fan.
Yes,
too.
Miss Michelle and everyone there, they were just open arms and just full of information about, you know, his interest in poultry and, you know, that grew to interest in agriculture as a whole, small, large animal, you know, gardening, you know, if the soil's not right, the chick's not right, you know, the product and the safety and the all that goes along with
and those are the kind of things that's enough to discourage a kid from wanting to, you know, keep on with their dream. My son has great ideas all the time, but when he finds out it actually takes some work, he's like, kind of lost interest in that. So, I mean, that's kudos to the parents, I'd say a lot.
I appreciate that.
Make him interested in it. And he's not driving himself around.
No. You
know, mom's got to handle that for him, too.
Right.
Well, I guess talk about your business. How did that develop? It's called Patrick's Farm Fresh Eggs.
Fresh Farm Eggs.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
It's don't want to mess up people because they'll go on the website and look for it. And it's like, I can't find it. So we're going to say it right. And do you have a Facebook page or anything like that, Patrick?
I do. And it's called Patrick's Fresh Farm Eggs, LLC.
And it's going to be launched maybe mid-June, like June 18th, 25th. You know, around that time. Like, it's a work in progress. We have Miss Williams working with us to make sure that it, you know, comes off, you know, amazing, right? Kid friendly, and yet, you know, informative. And of course, it's got to be able to, my grandparents have got to be able to work the website, right? So it's got to be all in order.
Are you going to be able to give tours and everything when people want to come see how it all works?
Maybe sometime next year.
Okay. All right, Patrick and Janie are our guests this morning. It's about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. We'll come back. I want to hear about what the daily routine is for you, because it's a lot of work. Pay attention to 100 chickens. Now, are these chickens or some of them still chickadees? Is that even a word? Baby chickens?
60 of them are baby chickens. Mm-hmm. And 40 of them are mature.
Good. We'll come back and talk about that after this break. Again, it's about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program. Our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Colin Worthington, along with Patrick Hutchinson and his lovely mother, Janie. And Patrick, I'll say, owns and operates his own chicken farm and making chickens and eggs. And, well, you're not making chickens. The chickens are making eggs. And but I'm assuming Mom and Grandma have a little bit to do with. We got an LLC, so I'm thinking Patrick probably can't put his name and be responsible for all that legally, right?
Right. So Patrick came to me and said that he wanted to make his business official. We had talked about, you know, the eggs, and, you know, he was giving them to teachers and family, friends and associates, right?
So initially, he was just doing it for fun. He was
right.
Like, just,
this is fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, still fun. Sure. I'm sorry. I didn't want to suggest otherwise, but initially just, you know, loving it, loving to see the chickens, loving to see the eggs.
Right. And so he said, and so I thought, you know, via the commercials that LegalZoom was the way to go. And Patrick told me that, you know, he wanted to go directly to Mr. Kemp. And I said, well, you know, well, okay, are you sure about that? And so on the 28th of February, before school, at about 6:30, that's indeed what we were doing. And I asked him, I said, well, do you want to type in the information? You know, because I was unaware of how to start a business, you know, how to search the names out, anything like that. Patrick told me, you know, he went to Secretary of State. He told me where he wanted his name, where he wanted, you know, my name, my mom's name, and that we didn't have to pay the extra fees for to see if Patrick's Fresh Farm Eggs was truly a business, because he had already did the research. And sure enough, you know, like, it was maybe 7 to 10 days later that I received an email saying, congratulations, you know, Patrick's Fresh Farm Eggs LLC, you know, it's official. And I was like, oh my goodness. But, you know, we've always told him, you know, if it's positive and productive, we support it 100%, mm-hmm. right? And we're not going down for a chicken egg, because we've been positive and productive citizens our entire lives. You know, if we're going to do this, we cannot go about it YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. You've learned from the ag agents how to take care of these chickens the right way, the correct way. So if, you know, moving forward, if we're going to continue on, we've got to seek out the professionals. And he did. He researched it. But, you know, I attribute all that to the Ag Center, because the DPA projects that they have the kids get involved with, and the 2-3 5-minute speeches, they have to do research in order to present those speeches, right? And Patrick was, he was able to do his homework and help me. I asked him, did he want to type in the information? And he said, no, he might make a mistake. So that's the only part that I did, was type
in. Well,
as
secretary, that's probably what you should do.
Right.
Patrick, you're an impressive young cat. Mm-hmm. He's like, yes, right. I know. How are your grades?
Good.
Good. Why don't you talk about how your day goes? I mean, do you have to do something every single day? Do you have to get up early in the morning? And
When there was school, I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. But now that school is out, I have to take care of my chickens 2 times a day.
And what does that mean by taking care of them?
Yeah. I take care of them. I wake up, brush my teeth.
You don't want to get bad breath on the chickens?
I brush my teeth. I take care of my chickens. Then I get a shower.
Yeah. And again, with taking care of them, is that just feeding them, making sure? Do you have to take them for walks around the coop and things like that? They're pretty much taking care of themselves, right?
Yes, sir.
How about Grandma? What's Grandma's role in all this?
She is the organizer.
And that, so right now you have 100 chickens.
Yes, sir.
Are they all in the same coop? Are they?
Yes, sir.
No, how many coops do you have back there?
3.
What other kind of equipment do you need for to keep these guys going?
I mostly need feed and water. Mm-hmm. And if you want them to be free range, I suggest to get a coop instead of being not letting them see daylight.
Now, when you put your eggs out for sale, they're gonna free range. Free range is gonna be the way you advertise them too, right?
Yes, sir.
And again, why is that? Why is that? Why are those better tasting eggs?
Because my chickens eat veggies and grapes.
Mm. Grapes. Most chickens don't eat those. I guess I'm picturing seed. You know, the chickens, when you feed them, I mean, do you put the food in like a little trough type thing or a bucket, or do they have one of those things that they kind of smack and all the stuff falls out of it?
I have a there's like a little container in there, mm-hmm. and I put the feed in there and put some a little away from it because I don't want them all in one place mm-hmm. and trying to fight over food.
How often do you find eggs?
About every day.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what's the process once you find those? I mean, is there just a little nest down there where you say, whoa, and the chicken goes, because you're digging around underneath them?
No, sir. They have a place where they sleep and where they lay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the eggs don't just stay underneath them. I mean, it's not like they're telling you. They're like, you know, hey, man, just laid an egg. You want to come get it? I mean, you have to go check for them, right?
Yes, sir.
And then how do you take care of them after that?
I normally sometimes let them out. Mm-hmm. And the four at the top, I let out, get their, give them feed, get them water, then get the eggs. Mm-hmm. Because there's sometimes where I don't let them out and I get the eggs first, a chicken will just jump out.
Do you have to worry about any other animals outside in your neighborhood?
No,
dogs or anything like that, or fox or anything like that?
We had a snake in the chicken coop, but it didn't do anything to the chickens.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Kevin Cook, who was here on Monday, your mom went to school with him. He does some farming, too. He said he had a fox digging around his coop, I think, just a couple of days before that.
Right. From the ag agents, mm-hmm. I've learned that there are predators other than humans that like chickens also. And so my brother actually built the coops for him. Mm-hmm. And he made sure that they were predator safe because everything likes chickens, just about, from hawks to possums.
To Patrick's.
Right.
What's the date again? You guys plan on putting these out? So because I think people we're on the big kick. We like to buy local, and when you hear a young man who's got this going on, you want to support him. So when is that going to happen?
So our launch date's going to be maybe like June 25th for the website.
Okay.
You can contact him via Patrick's First Farm Eggs
at gmail.com.
I could talk to you for 20 more minutes, but we do have to go, unfortunately.
All right.
But you have my phone number, so you make sure you let me know when those go on sale, and we'll sneak it in and give you some free publicity.
All right.
The boss may not like that, but it doesn't matter. Hey, guys, thanks for coming out this morning.
Thank you. Very excited for you.
I know you are. Very proud of this young man. And great story. Thanks again for coming out. And thank you for listening this morning to the Community Voice program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
National headlines, Georgia State news and sports, and the local stories you care about. News Talk 1330 WLBB, Carrollton.